One, two, three.
All right, what the fuck are we doing?
Podcast.
This is the behind the paywall version of said podcast. You know what? Now that we are logged on and recording, I'm going to check to see exactly how many people we are talking to right now on our Who's Right Patreon
page. All right, because that'll make you funnier. The more people you know you're talking to.
It does. And right now, I'm going to be one person funny.
All right. So I don't count or what?
Two person funny.
There you go. You can't just talk to me. Just talk to me on the Patreon. How's that sound?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Don't sound so enthused. Oh, shit.
All right. So what are we doing? We're going to talk about me on Po' Boys, then there's the video, then Roseanne. Fucking Roseanne.
Fucking Roseanne.
Twat.
First, let me ask you, do you think that Roseanne is funny?
No.
Not at all? Really?
I did in the when I was young.
Really?
You mean the person or the show?
The person.
Oh, no.
Oh, I do. I think she's hilarious.
You're a fucking dolt.
Is that like your new word of the day? Did you just learn what that means?
What do you mean? That's the first time I've said it. Don't break down the fourth wall, bitch.
How many walls do we have? Because I think I've broken them all down.
You're like the fucking Kool-Aid man of podcasting.
Oh, shit. So which one of these is your, I don't want to know if I want to say that. What would you like to cover on the Patreon?
Chin.
All right. You gave it away. You gave it away before we even started.
Now you know how it feels.
Oh, shit. All right. I'm opening it, and we can do that. Chin.
So, you know, I'm beginning.
What do you think about Chin? You're beginning to what?
I'm beginning to wonder if anybody even listens to this show.
Why you say that?
Because I'm not rich.
Huh. Imagine that.
You know, not once this week has anybody asked me for my autograph.
Really? Just this week, or just, what? Not once has anybody asked me for my autograph.
Did you listen to that Odd Dad Out shit that I sent you when he was talking about us?
Fuck no! God damn it! I forgot about it.
You were such a
turd. Fucking forgot all about it.
I wanted to see what you thought about him calling you a conservative, because that's like the opposite of what you are.
Absolutely, it is. I couldn't be less conservative.
And I like that I was a liberal.
That's funny too. You're like the definition of a conservative, but God, that is one odd dad out. See what I did there?
Yeah, it was hard to miss. It was pretty in your face.
Yes, it was. In your face.
I think we ought to go to like more. We ought to change our format completely.
Okay, let's do a sports podcast.
Oh, okay.
All right, ready? And break.
Everybody else does we should see what it would be like. Let's do it. Fuck it. Yeah, we're not doing this Chin shit. We're going to do a fucking sports podcast.
Now everybody's going to wonder what Chin means.
Yeah, we'll get to it in the show that people will hear.
All right. Here, we're going to do a sports podcast. Let's go.
Hold on.
I'm working on it. I'm working
sports.
On holding on.
Sports.
I just typed in sports in Google, so we're going to see
what
happens.
I did.
At least we're on the same page. I think we should just type a random word into Google every week, and the first result that pops up, that's what we do our show on. That's our format.
You know what? That could be a funny bit.
I know. As long as and you know what? We could take words from the listeners, so we'd have like no words a week.
Oh, we were supposed to play our voicemails.
Oh, shit. Yeah, damn it. Yeah. So, yeah, voicemail.
You know what? I think I got one today, actually.
Really?
Oh, fuck.
Man, this Who's Right Navy is really taking off.
Yeah, that was a great idea. I'm sitting on two fucking cases of Jack Rags.
Two cases of Jack Rags. That ought to last you a week, right?
Google Voice.
Two cases of Jack Rags. That was funny.
Would you like me to reuse that?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I would. I want the whole world to hear that.
All right. Let's see here. Scenic Loop. What the fuck is this? Yeah, seaman recruit reporting for duty. And then
did it just come in today?
He said, "Hi, this is Paul from Basket Case Podcast. Just doing my fucking task and leaving you guys a voicemail. If I have to record every week, so do you motherfuckers." Anyways, Anthony's mom is great. She likes the fist. Later.
Well, how can people that I don't even know talk about my mom?
I don't know where that would have came from.
If you were asking if people even listen to this shit, there you go.
All right, so maybe
Basket Case Podcast.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we did their promo, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
What about we do a junior high sports podcast?
Okay. Anytime you start with, how about we do a junior high, I'm out.
Kid?
Yeah. Like, together?
You're really...
Good thing we only got one listener. We can't go down much from there.
Out of East Maine, District 63, girls volleyball tryouts are Monday.
You're just going to pick a grade school and start reading their newsletter? Perfect. I'm in.
Don't forget to get your pre-participation exam form. Should be turned into the nurse's office before the date of the tryouts.
What's the date of the tryouts?
Soccer tryouts, Monday, August 27th. They're in the blue gym.
Oh, God, this is great. Don't be checking your watch. We're not even close to done. Oh, my gosh. Sports breaking news. Let's see what's sports. Latest sports on ESPN. Hugh Jackson hopes the cleanse marks new beginning for Browns. Let's talk about that. All right. Hugh Jackson took the plunge on Friday for cleansing and charity. Jackson chose a 70-degree afternoon with water temperatures in the high 50s to jump into Lake Erie with... Shut up. I'm trying to read this. It was refreshing, Jackson said, as he stood on Huntington Beach, just out of the water. It was refreshing, but it was cold. No doubt about that. Got anything you want to add to that?
Nope.
All right.
All right. Don't forget there's no school June 1st. No, that's today.
Don't forget, there's no school today.
All right, fuck it. Schedule. All right, so
fuck it, schedule.
All right, so we're not doing a sports podcast. That's out.
How about comic books?
All right. No.
No?
I got one. Let's do a...
How about we try a comedy podcast?
No, I got one. We're going to do a Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
All right. You suck my battleship. Oh, my God. That's horrible.
So no on the Dungeons and Dragons?
How about we do a sex advice talk show?
Okay.
I don't sex even... tips you haven't heard a million times before. Whoa, watch each other masturbate is number one.
So all right, let's do it.
You watch each other masturbate.
Part one.
We'll talk about it.
How'd you feel? Disgusting.
Doug, you got good form. Doug, your penis is surprisingly bigger than I thought it would be.
All right. Fuck. I guess we'll just do our regular show.
Fuck that. Have oral sex without the expectation of an orgasm.
Okay. I think that's how it always is.
The 99 best sex tips of all time. Oh, of all time. It's all ads. There's no sex tips. It's all ads.
Didn't we try doing a sex ed one once?
I think so, but neither one of us know anything about sex.
Sex tips for geeks.
For geeks? Have sex? For a twist on missionary, lie on your back and lift your legs up and over to one side as he enters you. I think this might be for women. Raising your legs makes you super tight.
Says you.
And the angle of your hips means that he'll hit spots that rarely get TLC. Get him to skip the in and out thrusts and stir with his penis instead.
That just means it's a big hole.
You ever tried stirring the paint?
Stirring the paint. Sex tips. What's endometriosis?
Endometriosis?
Okay.
I don't know.
What the fuck is it? If you have endometriositis, what is it?
I don't know. I have no God, idea. I just heard really the word.
Endometriosis.
Sosis.
What the fuck? What? The lining of the uterus grows outside of the uterus.
What? Is this a horror movie?
It's like Alien.
The number one rule for a great blowjob, use your mouth.
Endometriositis.
Endometriositis.
Using plenty of lubricant during sex. Hey!
Hey, all right.
Do you have astroappendicitis?
It's like a perfect tie-in.
Practicing gentle and slow penetration. Oh, that sounds hot.
Yeah, gonna say it's sexy like. Yeah, like that.
All right. Can we start the fucking show now?
Sex, relationships, and love advice. Yeah.
All right. We're 1404.
1404.
All right, everybody. Welcome to our show, you dick.
Why?
I'm not starting off like that.
Why? Don't do that. Don't. Just stop it. Just start talking. Don't say welcome. Just start your fucking babbling, all right? I'm a little drunk.
Perfect.
just a little bit. I tell you, that 99 bananas, man, that shit hits you hard. You ever had that shit?
No, I got a bad story about that shit.
Oh, boy. This one might lead to a bad story.
All right, you ready to start?
I'm fucking ready. I already forgot what we were starting with, though. Po' boys. Fucking po' boys. So you had the opportunity to guest host on another podcast last week.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Yes, I did. So Anthony made me promise that I would not start off the show by saying hello, everybody. So that's where that came from.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I listened to your appearance on the Po' Boys podcast. You represented me pretty well. I like that. That's all I really care about. You didn't come off like a total douche, and you represented me pretty well.
Oh, yeah, we're recording, right?
Right. So put your phone down.
All right. So, yeah. So, anyway, I was on the Po' Boys with Jody B. I don't know what you know about that show.
Other than just listening to that episode and what he kind of described, not much, you know?
I had a good time. Whatever. I don't give a fuck if you didn't like it or not.
I didn't. Who said I didn't like it?
Well, when you called me and said that I was giving you fucking backhanded compliments and shit.
Were you not?
No.
You said, and I quote, wait, I can't quote because I don't remember exactly what you said, but you said something like, he does, what the fuck did you say? Something like, I do a lot of shit behind the scenes, but nobody knows it, not even you.
Okay, so what's
the
problem?
That's backhanded.
That was front-handed.
Touche. You're right about that. I don't have an argument.
So, what are we here for, man? We just got done recording our Patreon. We're already fucking wore out.
I'm not wore out. I'm just drunk.
We tried our hand at recording a sports podcast.
Yep.
A Dungeons and Dragons podcast. Sex advice podcast.
Yep.
So we'll stick with whatever this is. I told you the good news about who are these podcasts? That's pretty fucking cool.
That is cool. That's fucking amazing. I think that guy's gonna drag us all the way to the top.
You know what? I think I hopped on his coattails a little too early because he kicked me off and then he got picked up by the big time.
He kicked me off. You need to go back on there. You call him up and be like, hey, now you're famous. Can I come back on your show?
I promise I'll listen to the show we're gonna review.
Oh, don't tell him that. You don't want to lie to him.
So he did a episode on the Opie podcast or Opie radio podcast, whatever the fuck, I don't know. But it got picked up by Anthony Cumia. He did a big shout out about it and tweeted about it and whatnot. Anyway, it drove a bunch of traffic away from us to Rory's podcast.
Drove traffic away from us. Right. There's a big diversion in our numbers there. So your autism comments still might come back to haunt you someday.
It will.
I hope so. I mean, not like for your personal sake, just for the show, you know, because negative press is bad or is good press. Wait, negative. Any press is good press. Fuck, I don't know. You know what I'm fucking trying to say.
Any press pass is a good press pass.
Right. So if you want to hear our sex advice podcast, donate to our Patreon.
You don't, though. You can either spend $1 a month,
yeah,
and listen to us tell you that we don't know anything about sex, or you can save up $1 for 1,000 months and get a hooker.
Is that all it takes?
I think that depends on what kind of hooker you get.
I'm looking for the $6 hookers. They got those? What's a budget hooker cost? Wait, first of all, what's a high-end hooker cost?
I don't know. How the fuck am I supposed to know? Hold on, I'll Google it.
I can Google it. I want the answer from you.
What does a $150 to $300 prostitute look like? It depends on the area, but I found that in the USA.
It that's on the area. You mean like her face? Oh, shit.
As Timon Lamo has mentioned, you can get good quality for $30 to $60, especially if you only want a blowjob. This is true for the Midwest or more rural parts of the country. In the more urban areas, I would say the price shifts to $50 to $80.
$30 to $60 if you only want to blow. So what does that mean?
Like you're not going to get super hot girls here. Mostly no. They're going to be like a 3 to a 6.
$30 to $60.
Now $100 and $150 typically buys you a step above that. In terms of looks, it's probably 5 to 7. Huh. Possibly younger. What? Wait,
whoa,
what?
Whoa, wait a minute. Back off, Jackoff. I don't know about all that. Now you're scaring me. I don't want to do nothing illegal here.
I got to make sure I read that right. Maybe it was a Freudian slip.
You fucking pervert.
Now, $100 to $150 typically buys you a step above that. In terms of looks, it's probably 5 to 7. Possibly younger. That's what it says, so it ain't me.
Younger, 5 to 7 or younger? Or is that in the looks?
I think it was a Freudian typo.
Freudian typo. I sure hope so.
So far, so good. Now, the problem with a $150 girl is that it's mostly no better than the $75. Looks will be mostly 5 to 7 with maybe a few solid 8s. There are many younger girls who might look like a 5 or a 6, but think their age commands a premium. What the fuck?
This is a difficult question.
In my area, $150 gets you 2 sisters, both solid 7s.
What area is this?
Nah.
So you don't have to spend $1,000. I mean, unless you want like a 10, perfect 10.
Or 10 fives.
That's a 50.
All right, so let's say you were gonna spend $1,000 on prostitutes. Would you rather have 1 10 or 10 fives?
10 fives, for sure. And maybe even a couple of 2s.
What about big horse tooth? Saggy banana titties.
I prefer the fucking where the teeth are missing. Those are my favorite.
What could you possibly do with 10 women? Seriously.
I don't know. I barely know what to do with 1 woman. Are you kidding me? I mean, if there's 10 of them, there's a better chance that, like, you'll think they're attractive because they're all, like, the next one in line will be hotter. You know what I mean? Like, what do they call that? The cheerleader effect? Where, like, a bunch of women together make the ugly ones look better? No?
You didn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know. I forgot what I'm saying. I don't even know what we're talking about. So wait.
So if you were going to spend a
10. All right, ask me the question again.
If you were going to have sex with, if you had $1,000 for hookers.
Yes.
Would you rather have 1 10 or 10 fives?
I'd rather have 10 fives than 1 10, but I would rather have like two sixes. Wait, two, two eights, two. I don't know. I just want 2 because I want them to make them kiss each other. is that so much to ask? I'm just going to sit in the corner while you guys kiss each other. Is that okay?
All right.
Do you got to pay extra for that?
All right. So that's the next task. Oh, shit. We never even talk about the last task from the Who's Right Navy.
Oh.
The last task was for people to call voicemail.
Yeah, yeah.
We did get a couple.
Yeah.
I was actually unhappy because I wanted to take the week off.
You assholes. What'd you have to call in for? Oh, yeah, we told you to.
So this one is This one could be harder. Should we do one every week or just space them out? Yeah, you don't want to do them every week, do you?
No. I think we'll, if we space them out, it'd be more fun. Not people won't get tired of it so fast like they've got tired of us. Everything else we do. I think we should do some misconnections that we can't get anymore.
Why would you throw a fucking curveball at me like that?
Because my brain is so not working correctly right now.
All right.
Give me some slack here, brother.
Brazilian woman born without a vagina has a new one made using fish skin. There's no way this is true.
No, it's real. I verified it. Do you see the picture of her and the picture of the fish? That means it's real.
Yeah, it's a fish, and then she's doing the duck lips thing.
Right, it's real.
A 23-year-old university student from Brazil has received pioneering surgery to have a new vaginal canal constructed out of skin from the tilapia fish. This isn't real.
Why would they have to name what kind of fish they used? And why would they use fish out of all the animals that you could use?
Because what? How? Duh! You stupid fuck.
That's my point. Why would you? Nobody's ever said that pussy smells like giraffe, so why wouldn't they use giraffe skin and make it really long?
That pussy smells like giraffe. It smells like armadillo.
That's so stupid. Your pussy smells like a giraffe. Oh, fuck. So anyways.
Oh, I'm reading. Sorry.
No, you're all right.
Morano took part in a procedure at the federal... So I finished reading the article and realized that I really had no interest in reading any more of it.
Perfect. I don't even think we really need to read the article, right? I mean, just the headline, just... This chick's pretty hot. What happened to her vagina?
She put a fish in it. All right, I'm not reading it. Fuck it. If you got... Hey, if you guys are interested in seeing that article, Google fish vagina.
Yep, Google fish vagina, please. The fish undergoes a special cleaning and sterilization process. That's hilarious. In the lab, followed by irradiation to kill viruses.
I wonder if Po' Boys is going to get picked up by like Howard Stern or something.
Probably. We're going to get left in the dust. Everybody's leaving us behind.
Yeah. Fucking tired, man. It's like
it's a struggle just to keep it going.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck, I've been up for like 42 hours or something.
That sucks.
All right.
Tell us about your day at work.
Let's not.
All right.
What was that? Let's talk about that video you sent. No, Chin. Yeah.
All right.
Again.
Let's talk about Chin. Facebook tells city council member Margaret Chin to identify as a Chinese restaurant. The city council member representing Chinatown, Margaret Chin, received a notification from Facebook that suggested she change the category of her official account, NYC Council District 1 Council member Margaret S. Chin, on the social media platform from the current government official to government official plus Chinese restaurant. Chin was not pleased and took to another social media platform to talk about it. She wrote on her Twitter, "I'm glad that Facebook recognizes that I have a Chinese name, but not every Chinese American elected official runs a Chinese restaurant. It's something. Hashtag APAHN. Is that a Chinese word?
Hop hop!
Fix your microaggressive algorithm.
I am tired of that word. I'm tired of social media. I am tired of social justice warriors. I'm tired of Roseanne. I'm tired of racists. I'm tired of people that are offended by racists. I think I'm tired of Asians.
I think you started this whole thing up by just saying you were tired, right?
I'm tired of feminists. I'm tired of this bullshit that you can't say or do anything.
Literally anything. It was a mistake that they made. They saw that you had a Chinese name, so maybe you're a Chinese restaurant. So, just get over it. Get over yourself.
She said the alert was based on deep-rooted stereotypes about Asian immigrants. What added insult to injury was the occurrence happened in May, which is Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. Who the fuck knows that?
I was just going to say, does anybody even know that? Asian Pacific American Heritage.
I want to do a pop quiz.
All right.
Try to be honest. Don't try to be funny.
Okay.
Okay. What month is Black History Month?
February, right?
Yep.
Perfect.
What month is Asian Pacific American Heritage Month?
Can I look back at this? Because I already forgot. This happened in May. It's May.
We need to make a shirt that says, Who's Right Navy supports the Asian Pacific American Heritage Month?
Yes, I'm in. Yes, we will officially support Asian American Heritage. Pacific.
That's where that hashtag APOM comes from.
Asian Pacific American Heritage. Oh, God. That's too obscure for anybody to know that.
It's good though that it's for the Chinaman, like Chinese or whatever. Is Chinaman Charlie?
Oh, what? Huh? What Chinaman? That's Vietnam.
Oh, a Vietnam. Hop on.
I want to know why they called him Charlie. Does that even make any sense?
All right, look it up. This is what happens when we don't prepare for the fucking show. We just look shit up on Google. Why did
they call him Charlie?
Vietnamese.
Why didn't you just type in, why did they call them Charlie? It would have came up anyways.
Listen, here's what I got. Why did they call Vietnamese? And then Google, autofill, why did they call Vietnam vets baby killers? Why did they call the Vietnamese zipperheads?
What the fuck? I've never heard that in my life, zipperheads.
We're going to get to it. Hold on. Oh, okay. With Charlie as the word assigned to the letter C, Viet Cong were called Victor Charlie, according to the phonetic alphabet. Oh. But then they were simply called Charlie. Victor Charlie. Got it.
So it's
not even racist then?
No, not at all.
All right. Hold on.
Okay.
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Hotel, Indigo, HIJ, Joliet, HIJK. Fuck, I don't remember it.
All right.
Phonetic alphabet.
What are you trying to figure out here?
You'll know in a second.
All right.
Come on, goddammit.
Is it Klingon?
November.
That one almost went right over my head. So close. Just grazed the top of my head. I finally got it. November. I'm not going to spell it out in case anybody else didn't get it.
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Golf Hotel, India. I said Indigo. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. November. Whatever. Anyway.
November.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Okay, so we solved that mystery. Now we got to figure out where zipperheads came from.
All right.
I wonder if I'm not supposed to be saying that word.
I hope so. That's what you should call the episode, just in case. That doesn't even sound bad, zipper heads.
It
just sounds,
yeah, it
sounds fun.
The term zipper head is known to be used a long time ago during the Korean War and is a very huge offensive term for Asians indeed. Sorry. It's because of the brutality involved when it comes to this very term, and take note, this is what military people tend to use, especially if you encounter a racist one. There's a historical background as to why our culture has decided to adapt this as an offensive or racial term, if you prefer to be one. Just tell me why. Fuck. The racial slur database. There's no way this could be dangerous.
Racial slur. Yeah, pull that up. This show's going in a great direction. Pull that up. The racial slur database.
Okay, it's this ain't funny.
Bullshit.
All right, there's six reasons.
All right.
If Asians were shot in the head with high-powered weapons, I told you. Their heads would split as if you unzip them.
Just Asians?
Vietnam War slang for zero intelligence potential, i.e. just kill them. Many times the Asian would be run over by military jeeps, which left tire tracks on them that resembled zippers. I like that one.
It's funny to me that you couldn't even make it through that definition without laughing. They got ran over. They got tire tracks on their face. God, you're an asshole.
You know, I actually watched Schindler's List and thought it was a comedy. And I'm not saying that as a bit. I laughed during that show.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I've never seen it. What's funny about it?
I don't know. I got a fucked up sense of humor. You know that. There's a scene where he's got all them zipper heads lined up. And
did you just set that whole thing up just so you could say that?
No. He lines up a bunch of Jewish fellas. And
that's so condescending. Jewish fellas.
Fuck, there's nothing I can say. There's nothing I can say.
Right. People, non-specific people.
All right, let's try to do an episode like that.
All right. Good luck with that.
The racial slur database. Races. Let's see what we got for... Holy fuck, there's a lot of material here. Who can we make fun of? Like, who's safe?
Safe? Women? What are they going to do?
That's not a race.
Damn it. Let's see. There's only blacks and whites. That's the only two races, isn't it?
All right. We'll go with blacks then.
Why can't we go with whites?
All right. We'll go with whites.
That's racist, man.
Because those are going to be boring.
Oh. All right. Go with all blacks right. then. I don't care.
How about this? How about I'll say the racial slur.
Uh-huh.
And you've got to guess which race it's about.
Oh, boy. Perfect. Yes. Okay. Go.
You ready?
Yep. Black.
Rasputin.
Chinese?
Russian.
Russian. Damn it.
Bomb watcher.
Bomb watcher? Some kind of Arab, right?
Japanese.
Damn it. All right.
Japanese have a bunch of good ones.
All right.
Bukkake warrior.
I'm going to go with black.
That is also Japanese. You're supposed to try.
Oh, damn it. All right. Well, that was easy. So.
Cracker Jap.
Cracker Jap.
Name the race.
I'm going to have to go with Japanese, I guess.
No.
No?
It's a person of mixed Japanese Caucasian descent. A Cracker Jap.
Cracker Jap. I think that's my new favorite word. Cracker Jap. I love it.
Okay. Ooh.
Ooh.
All right. We'll go with... barcode.
Mixed race, black and white?
No. Jewish.
Oh. That's actually pretty funny. I mean that's not funny at all. There's nothing funny about that.
Biscuit lip.
Biscuit lip. I don't fucking know. Black, I guess? I don't know.
You were correct.
Oh, all right. That's racist, man.
This one isn't even fucking clever. Jew burner?
Jew burner? I'm going to have to say German.
You're pretty good at this.
Yep.
That one wasn't even clever.
No.
What about this? Bedtime.
Bedtime?
Yeah.
No. White?
Asian. Because they look like they're sleeping.
Oh, God. That's so fucking stupid.
Is it? I thought it was funny.
That's too easy.
But what? Apparently not. Easy there, bedtime. See, that's funny.
That was funny. Cracker Jap.
All right. Hold on. I got to write that down.
All right.
Easy.
Easy there, bedtime. Nobody, we're like being racist on the sly with that one. Nobody will even know.
Yep.
He said, yep. Isn't that the goal?
Ooh, can't say that one.
All right. All right.
Philly cheesesteak. That's stupid.
Philly cheesesteak. Is that Mexican?
Filipino.
Oh, that's dumb.
Beaver beater.
Is that Canadian?
Yep.
Is it? Yeah.
How stupid is this one? This is a racial slur. I'm going to use it in a sentence as if I'm calling you this.
All right.
Back off there, Autobahn.
Autobahn? Like German?
Yeah, you just... A road that somebody has in their country, and that's... Fuck off, Avenue of the Cities.
Don't you call me that.
Shit eater.
Shit eater. Chinese?
That is also German.
Oh, all right.
That's
not even really clever either. Shit eater.
A bargain Korean?
Bargain Korean. Is that like a South Korean? I don't fucking know.
Hawaiian.
What? What the fuck does...
So here, if you go on this website, the racial slur database, every nationality has the N-word in it.
Really?
Like, so November, that's what we, right?
Yeah.
So for Hawaiian, it's lava November.
What? All right.
And then pineapple November. Pineapple November, that's a good one.
Pineapple November, all right. So, all right, give me some white people slurs that I'm supposed to be offended by.
All right, hold on. Hispanic, Icelanders, Russian, South, cheesehead, whites. Here we go. Jeez, all right. Head. 8 Mile.
Man, that hurts.
Abe Lincoln.
Great thinking, Abe Lincoln.
Oibo.
The hell does that mean?
Albino, Anglo-Aryan, bacon bits.
Bacon bits? All right, where's mayo? That's got to be in there somewhere, right?
Back, guai, bat. Beach November. Bean dipper.
Bean dipper. I don't get it.
White men or any non-Hispanic men who date Hispanic women.
Really?
So you're talking whatever. Bird shit, bird turd.
Bird turd.
Bleach boy, blue-eyed devil, boogeyman.
Blue-eyed devil, I like that one.
Bubba, bucket.
Bubba? That's not a racial slur against a white guy. That's a racial slur against a big, big black guy that fucks you in the ass in jail.
Cock Asian.
Cock Asian. Cock sauce.
This is stupid, cracker. All right, the term is said to have originated in England before the 16th century, referring to the lower class whose diet primarily consisted of crackers, actually biscuits. Many of them, their descendants, were sent to the Georgia penal colony, hence Georgia crackers. White people had invented this name for themselves before the first slave was brought to America. So, although it is still in use today by mostly older blacks, referring to whites, was probably redefined in the days of American slavery by the slave master's crack of the whip. Not, that's not true.
Is there a racial slur that offends you for white people?
No. It's nothing.
Yeah, me neither. You can call me whatever you want. I don't care. I mean, stupid.
Well, maybe this one. This one might bother me.
All right.
Dog fucker.
Huh. Is that, it says, that's a it racial says, slur for white people?
Yeah, because all bestiality porn actors are white.
I don't think I have an argument for that. That's fucking weird.
All right. Are we going to bail on this?
Yep. Like 10 minutes ago.
All right.
So that was Chin.
Fucking zipper head. I wonder if that's something I'm not supposed to say, because I've never heard that before.
I never have either. I'm assuming it's pretty not nice. Not a nice thing to say.
Why?
Because they got run over and they got tire marks on their face, asshole.
So if their nickname was Tire Face, then
I think you should say that from now on. Tire Face.
You still go to the casino?
Yeah, sometimes. Why?
You play roulette?
Yeah.
You ever have one of them Filipino people come sit next to you?
Absolutely, I have. And I
God, they fucking throw down, stink.
They throw down $500, lose it, walk away for about 10 minutes, come back, throw down another $500. Them people, I don't know where they get the fucking money from, but I'm sitting there with my $10 trying to make
I'm
it
just
last.
Talking about how they smell.
Oh, I never noticed that.
Oh, fuck, man. There's one in particular back in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Just thinking about him, I can smell. It's like, God damn it, it was horrible.
Really?
Huh. So I don't assume that all zipperheads smell that way.
God, you're on fire tonight.
Yeah, we can't put this out.
Why not? Tire face?
Does it even count as a racial slur if you don't know what it means? If you don't know that it's offensive?
Yes. I mean, no. If that's your defense, then you can say whatever you want.
All right.
I didn't know. Sorry, I didn't know. So, like, the third time around, people just stop believing you.
So, okay. All right. Now it's time for a serious discussion.
All right. That's always fun.
Can you get in trouble? So, like, I honestly have never heard zipperhead
yep
to mean anything.
Okay.
So how can there be hate behind it if you don't even know what the fuck it means?
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
There is no law that says you can't say it. I'm saying if you don't understand the meaning behind the word, how can it have any anger behind it?
I don't understand the meaning behind words, a lot of words, but they still hurt people's feelings.
Like what?
Zipperhead. I don't know. You're telling me that because you personally don't know what it means, that you should just be able to just say it?
No. You're looking for an argument, and I was trying to just have a conversation with you.
Okay.
What I'm saying is us sitting here and we stumbled across that word.
Yes.
Can we be harassed or whatever for saying it and not even knowing, we don't even know what it means.
So
like right now, if I called you guitar face, what if that's slang for fucking, I don't know, Filipino people, because it looks like their face is flat because it looks like they got smashed in the face by a guitar.
That's pretty specific. So I think you know the answer. So the time that we live in, it doesn't matter your intention at all. I mean, it's pretty clear that whatever you intend, it doesn't matter. If somebody is offended by what you said, well, then, yep, you're going to get called out and you're going to lose your job and you're going to live in your car.
All right.
Right? Well, is that wrong? Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, I'm not talking about today's culture. I'm just talking about just in general.
I mean, I don't think it's right. If it should always be the intent. If you say something that you didn't know was offensive, it should always be. People should always give you the benefit of the doubt. Like, hey, man, you didn't know, but now I'm telling you, in the future, don't call me Guitar Face. My grandpa got smashed in the face with a guitar or whatever.
My grandpa was the honky tonk man. All right. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Speaking of, you want to talk about
Nathan Larson?
Yeah, then we're going to wrap this up.
Yeah, we can just wrap this up. We can talk about something else. We can talk about short women if you want. You can skip over Nathan Larson.
You shouldn't have said his name. Now somebody's going to be all over it, stealing our shit.
Damn it!
You know who I'm talking to.
I don't, but okay.
I was talking to them, the ones that steal our shit all the time.
Oh, all right, yeah. Yeah, fuck them.
Fucking fag, cocksucking bullshit podcast stealing our fucking bits.
Is it the Real Feels podcast?
Where the fuck did you pull that from?
I don't know. It's on the list right here from a couple weeks ago. It's just the first. I looked up and it was the first thing I saw. So go check them out.
You want to hear our shit? No, it was not the Real Feels podcast. They're supposed to send us a promo to play.
Oh, all right. Perfect.
Juliet Miranda is actually the person that's been stealing all our shit.
For years. She's been stealing all our shit for years. She plagiarized everything she's ever written from me. I'm taking her on Judge Judy. I want money.
You're going to fuck her on top of Judge Judy.
I'd do that too. If maybe she'll kiss Judge Judy for me.
I wonder if that's better. Hello?
Better for what?
Oh. God, I'm fucking tired, dude. I'm so fucking beat.
This show sucks.
All right, bye.
Oh, God. Are you done?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't do it, man. It's too late.
All right, bye. Did you stop?
No, did you?
Not yet. Are we really done? I'm okay if we're done. I mean, that was as quality a show as any other show we've ever done, so.
Hey, what about this?
All right.
We put this whole show out on Patreon.
All right.
And then you're still recording, right?
Yep.
Okay. What if we record an intro and just tag it in the front of like Pony the Prostitute?
And just re-release that, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. And just release this on Patreon?
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Is that cheating?
I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
Cool. I just don't want to have to wake up early Sunday morning is the only thing. It's like the only day I get to sleep in, man.
All right, so this is the end of this is the beginning of the end.
Oh, I think it was the beginning of the end a long time ago. We're looking towards the end of the end now.
All right, so real quick before we get into it, I'm going to look up and see what the show notes were so we can do an introduction.
All right.
I forgot what I was doing.
All right, are we going to, like, say bye, or did we already, like, are we just going to use the bye from before? Bye.
No, we're up until, this is, just let it play, just shut up.
All right. You think people are going to listen to this?
I don't know. I'd like to know how long we can keep somebody listening.
Just dead silence, and then every few minutes we'll just say something. And just keep it playing. Like, this show still has 3 hours left.
Pony the Prostitute is Baby Jessica.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Open your mouth, here comes the Jesus.
Oh, God, we are hilarious. Remember back when we used to try? God, I was looking forward to recording this week. I wish you were not tired.
You're doing it too, man.
Oh, I know. I know I am. I'm saying it's.
So you're saying you wish I would carry the show?
Yes. 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 All right. You got the show notes for Pony the Prostitute, which yeah, I think is still my favorite episode. It was the funnest to record, I think. Well, maybe not the funnest to record.
So let's just. Good. We're going to start recording. We're going to start with the theme song. And then just go into a real quick conversation that we just recorded an hour and a half for Patreon.
Yeah.
Head over and check that out after this.
Wait, an hour and a half? We're like 55 minutes in now.
Well, fuck them.
Perfect.